to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the gospel reading and sermon for the fourth Sunday of Advent, December 23rd, 2018.
Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said,
"My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises that he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever."
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Oh, do sit down. It's all right. I'm glad you started to hear my story. You heard kind of the second part in what has been an amazing, amazing month for me. You probably already heard about the visit I had from an angel. That one just about floored me. I wondered if he had the wrong house. I mean, I'm nobody special. Mary from Nazareth, there's nothing great or huge or important about me. My parents are just regular Jewish people, and I was there planning to marry Joseph, and Joseph never said anything nice as that angel said to me. "Favored one, the Lord is with me." Oh, well, the one good news that I got out of all of that scary stuff he threw at me was that my cousin Elizabeth was also expecting a child in a most remarkable way. Elizabeth was getting up there in years. We all figured she was never going to have that child she prayed for every year. But then that crazy, glorious messenger said she was going to have an amazing baby too, so I just had to go visit. I went there to the hill country where she and her husband Zechariah, pretty sure he was there, but he never said anything to me. Anyway, there we were, and we got to have some woman-to-woman time. You know what that's like, ladies, right? Something happens to you and you just have to find your girlfriend or your cousin or your mom or whoever it is and share what's on your heart. And boy, you heard what happened when she greeted me. She was about 6 months further along when I arrived, and she said the child in her womb started to kick around and flip over, and I guess that's something I have to look forward to. I'm not all that far along yet, but it must sound funny, feel funny. And she said, "Blessed are you among women, blessed because you believed the promises of the Lord." Well, that believing of God's promises just seems like kind of a normal thing to do for me, growing up believing in the Lord all my life. Maybe that's why I said yes. But when we got together, Elizabeth and I, we just had to have that time of sharing what had happened to us. Women need to do that. Oh, probably you boys need to do that too. But women need to get together, and all too often, what we share is something terrible that has happened in our lives. When we say, "This happened to me," and the other says, "Me too." And often the story is sad, but this story was wonderful. Me too. God is doing something to me too. And we shared all that was in our hearts for the children we were carrying. You moms out there, I bet you all think your child is going to change the world, right? You know you're going to have this child, and that child is going to be amazing and one of a kind and special. That's how we both felt, and I bet all of the moms in this room feel that way too. This child is going to be amazing. And we all know women who never made it through that childbirth, or whose child never grew up to be amazing. You don't think about that when you're expecting. Not when you're expecting a child who is gonna change the world, said God. I think every child can change the world. But this one, said the angel, he's gonna be extra special. Well, we'll just have to wait and see about that. I hope you'll join me in that journey to see what will become of this child I'm bringing into the world. For me, I think this child is hope. Hope for all the people that I just had to sing that song about, the lowly who never get much in the way of hope in their lives, the poor who have been told too often there's nothing for you, sorry, the rich whose priorities are somewhere else entirely, the powerful who are looking to keep hold of their power and don't look down at us humble people, the hope that the world needs in times when there just seems to be too little of it to go around. But I believed the angel. Well, wouldn't you? I mean, heck, you had somebody standing in your living room telling you things, glowing. He had to say, "Don't be afraid, Mary." I was. But if God reached out to you and planted a promise in your heart, would you believe it? Would you believe the hope that he put there? When God says, "I am sending someone into the world who will change your life and make it better," will you believe the promise? I hope so. That's all that's getting me through. But God brings promises into our lives. I hope you don't have an angel show up in your living room. I got to tell you, unless you've got a really strong heart, man. But God sends other messengers, doesn't he? Sometimes they're prophets. Sometimes they're singers. Sometimes they are family members. Elizabeth, who would have thought? Sometimes they're friends. Sometimes they are the poor, humble and meek. The promise that God puts in our hearts is for real. And we are all blessed to believe them. I hope this journey of mine turns out well. I've seen too many pregnancies go really badly for ladies, but I'm hopeful. Elizabeth seems to be doing pretty well with hers. And I hope you'll pay attention with me to see what becomes of this child. I've got a funny feeling it's going to be something wonderful. Journey with us, won't you? And remember, promises of God are to be believed, especially when they speak of hope. May you be blessed as well.